This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
It's hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have been listening to the DOJ talking about the Oath Keepers. We'll talk about why they call themselves the Oath Keepers, but I mean, they talk about them in a very disparaging way. You would think they are the scariest bunch of anti-American knuckleheads to come down the pike since the KKK. Given that a bunch of them were just arrested for plotting an insurrection and that the FBI assured us wasn't an insurrection after all, but this is a good time to get to know who they actually are. Media coverage of the group is sprinkled with terms like right-wing extremist, anti-government extremist, and far-right militia. Now, it may interest you to know that military types would rather be apolitical altogether. They will vote for who they want to vote for, and it's going to be based upon who has the philosophy and says they're going to do policy that is going to be best for the country. They're not part of the military-industrial, group or anything like that. They're just looking for the government to act in a constitutional manner. So they're not anti-government unless the government becomes anti-constitutional. They're not right-wing. They're certainly not a far-right militia. So like any story, the reporting about the Oath Keepers can be spun to support a narrative or to give an unbiased assessment. And the mainstream media is choosing to go with the narrative. And you have to look beyond the scare quotes and assess what the organization has actually done to get a true sense of its nature. It is a relatively young organization, founded in 2009 by Stuart Rhodes, who has been arrested or indicted. It is a national but loosely knit organization created to resist violations of civil liberties by the government. In 2009, that sounded like conspiracy nut thinking. But since the organization's founding, we've been treated to crossfire hurricane, two impeachment show trials, COVID shutdowns, election 2020, and our own government targeting parents as domestic terrorists. What sounded crazy in 2009 sounds like Nostradamus now. Stuart Rhodes is an Army veteran. He was a paratrooper and a Yale Law School graduate. He understands what our founders intended for America and has served to defend it. He believes the Democrats see illegal immigration as a way to get more votes. Pay no attention to those canceled border wall contracts. He also believes the Democrats would like to confiscate everybody's guns because that's what they've said. And he considers the BLM to be a communist front organization, which isn't a big leap given that its leaders are trained Marxists. So this crazy thinking can't be tolerated if you're a Democrat or a deep state operative, of course. So in short, Rhodes is only an extremist if the ideas of freedom, limited government, and self-determination are now an extreme thing, too. Their name. The name is a reference to the oath that all soldiers and law enforcement officers swear to defend. They swear to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Anybody can join, but a large percentage of the membership is comprised of people who've taken that oath in either law enforcement or the military. Is that what the propaganda ministry calls extremist? So if all of our government officials complied with the oath they have sworn, and let's look at you, Merrick Garland, would America be better or worse? Now, the Oath Keepers have local chapters across the country which operate with great autonomy. The national organization will sometimes support local chapter initiatives, but sometimes the national organization also steps in to tell a local chapter to knock it off if they stray off course, because that's the way the military operates. In other words, the organization grants its chapters great latitude to serve their communities, but they self-police to ensure that they don't become radicalized. So, what have they done to earn the far-right militia label? In 2014, members of the Oath Keepers participated in a standoff with federal authorities at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Cliven Bundy was in a conflict with the government over grazing rights for his cattle. He was eventually arrested and held in jail for nearly 2 years. In 2018, a federal judge declared a mistrial with prejudice, meaning Bundy could never be retried. And the judge reached that decision because of what she called flagrant prosecutorial misconduct. It was never decided on its merits, but in Bundy's prosecution, the government displayed the very tyranny which the Oath Keepers had sworn to resist, and which their critics claim doesn't exist. Then in 2015, the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, triggered widespread rioting. And the Oath Keepers, in the personage of a 4 or 5 man contingent, showed up to protect store owners from vandals and looters after the police refused to do so. They did exactly what Asian shop owners did in 1992 after the Rodney King incident. Extensive news reporting claims that their presence alarmed the rioters, except the rioters actually walked up to them and asked them if they were there to kill them, and they said, no, we're not. There's no word about how the property owners felt about their presence, but apparently in the 21st century America, the notion that people have a right to protect private property has become extreme. Shortly after they showed up, the riots dissipated. In 2016, the Oath Keepers proved just how subversive they were. They endorsed Donald Trump for president. And in his campaign, he pledged to fight against the corrupt elite, so it was a birds of a feather thing. But siding with the hated Trump against the corrupt elite, Rhodes made an enemy. At least of the corrupt elite. And after the election in 2020, Rhodes questioned the legitimacy of the election. His embrace of the big lie moved him and his organization firmly into the threat to America category, as judged by the Democrat Party. So he's in good company. He's with half of America. He also accused Joe Biden of being in the pocket of the Chinese government. And how could he have gotten that idea? Could it be because Joe shared an office with a Chinese businessman? Could it be that his son Hunter has had lucrative business dealings with the Chinese? And Hunter's laptop has evidence that the big guy was getting 10% of the take? Could the fact that Hunter launched a new money for influence business from after President Asterisk was inaugurated have given Rhodes that idea? When you look at the scare quotes, there has been nothing out of the mainstream about the opinions or actions of the Oath Keepers. But unfortunately for the leftist dictator wannabes, mainstream has come to mean extreme. So they've indicted Stuart Rhodes, and there's a couple of hurdles the government will need to overcome in prosecuting this case. None of the Oath Keepers were armed on January 6th. No paramilitary operation was conducted on January the 6th. So that's very hard to call that an insurrection with no weapons and no operation. They're going to need to answer a couple of tricky questions for the jury. How do they know what the Oath Keepers intended to do? If they intended to conduct an armed insurrection, why didn't they? They've lost a lot of credibility here. So, as financial guys say, past performance is the best predictor of future behavior. So what have the Oath Keepers done? They've defended property rights, private citizens, protested an election, and accused Biden of being a Chinese puppet. All these things they're being accused of is not what they are. It's not who they are. It doesn't follow their typical modus operandi. And now the government gets to try to prove it's different from what I'm saying. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Some of you out there have friends that are Democrats, and that's okay. But there's Democrats, and then there's Democrats. And, right now, I don't know how you tell the difference. A poll conducted jointly by the Heartland Institute and Rasmussen surveyed 1,016 likely voters in the United States on January the 5th, which was 16 days ago. So the poll revealed that a large percentage of Democrat voters would have made excellent Germans circa the 1930s and 40s. Specifically, it revealed that 59% of likely Democratic voters want the government to enact a policy mandating that unvaccinated Americans be confined to their homes at all times except for emergencies. Conversely, 79% of Republicans and 71% of unaffiliated voters oppose this draconian measure. Moreover, 45% of Democrats called for the government to round up citizens who are not vaccinated against COVID-19 and force them into designated facilities. These same people, I'm certain, they would be appalled at FDR rounding up Japanese Americans and placing them in designated facilities during World War II. An even higher percentage of voters who have a very favorable opinion of Biden were in favor of putting unvaccinated Americans into COVID camps. And interestingly, the same measure was opposed by 71% of all voters surveyed and 95% of those who have a very unfavorable impression of Biden. The poll found that a shocking 29% of Democrats surveyed want to have children temporarily removed from their unvaccinated parents. That's odd, given that the Democrats purport to be overwhelmed with grief when illegal alien parents are temporarily separated from their children when crossing the southern border. And in that case, they don't even care if either the parents or the children are vaccinated. Democrats' desire to imprison their unvaccinated fellow citizens in their homes is obvious everywhere. I mean, it's somewhat alarming from time to time. And you know, when actions were taken and the edicts were issued by federal, state, and local leaders, what they've proven the last 2 years, and remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, which morphed into 2 years to flatten your spirit and crush your soul. And in opinion pieces like the one published in the Salt Lake Tribune recently, which openly called for the military to enforce the absolute confinement of unvaccinated citizens. Anybody see a problem turning the American military loose on the home front to confront and oppress those it is constitutionally sworn to defend? In an article titled "Utah Leaders Have Surrendered to COVID Pandemic," the Salt Lake Tribune editorial board said, "Were Utah a truly civilized place, the governor's next move would be to find a way to mandate the kind of max vaccination campaign we should have launched a year ago, going as far as to deploy National Guard to ensure people without proof of vaccination would not be allowed, well, anywhere." Anywhere. How you know, if you're sitting around going, how can this possibly be? This is what happens when people do not acknowledge the primacy of natural law. If our rights don't come from our Creator, because we didn't create ourselves, then there are only three other possibilities, all horrendous. We create our rights ourselves, screw everybody else. We have no rights whatsoever, or our rights come from the people. And if everyone can make up their own rights, then there is no parameters. So if I believe I have the right to your house and your wife and your life, then we have chaos, anarchy, and devastation. The rule of law would be impossible. If we have no inherent rights whatsoever, Say goodbye to your house, your wife, and your life again. And if our rights come from others, it's the same result. Under this logic, the Holocaust wasn't necessarily wrong, and neither is theft, rape, incest, or premeditated murder. Now, the government of the largest country in the world once deemed it necessary and proper to construct a vast network of gulags to deal with those who didn't toe the party line. The government of that same nation today is authoritarian and getting more so. Today in modern China, the ruling Communist Party believes it has a right, even the duty to, imprison hundreds of thousands of Uyghurs and harvest their internal organs, sometimes while they're still alive, according to reports. So if our rights don't come from our Creator, how can slavery be wrong? If large groups of people, extremist organizations, terrorists, or governments say it is necessary and proper to enslave black people, white people, Jews, kids, women, Canadians, Capricorns, or those with red hair and freckles who happen to have been born on a Thursday, and our rights are determined by them, who can argue against this? And how? The truth is that here in the United States, we are the freest, wealthiest, most creative, and most respected nation in the world history, largely because of our founding belief in natural law as recognized by the fathers in the Declaration of Independence. And this is, was, and continues to be unique. And if you think about it, without this acknowledgement, nothing else matters. Because without this acknowledgement, the government can toss you in jail for jaywalking or for being fond of soup. It can prevent you from protecting yourself while allowing others to take away your happiness, liberty, and very life. Our rights don't come from the president. They don't come from Don Lemon and Joy Reid. They don't come from Bob, Sally, or Pat. If enough of us don't recognize this and rededicate ourselves to reclaiming our natural rights from governments, always zealous to usurp them, mankind is going to have a very bleak future, because they already want us. They enjoy the chaos. The chaos is fun. The chaos leads us, they think, to turn over more of our freedom to them. We can't afford that. Some of you are sort of predetermined to do that anyway. Some of you are not quite as stalwart as I would hope you would be. And I understand that you're afraid. Fear does crazy things to a person. But you got to put that aside. You cannot continue to live this way. This is not living. You're not living. You're just going through the motions. And you should never just go through the motions. Your life was a gift. Embrace that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm James Gimmel. Derek Chauvin was convicted last month of murdering George Floyd in 2020, and now the federal trial of three other Minneapolis police officers has begun in St. Paul, Minnesota. Two Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King are accused of violating Floyd's civil rights The prosecution contended in its opening statement the officers didn't lift a finger to save Floyd's life during his arrest, even after he said he couldn't breathe. WCCO-TV reporting Chow said, "This is why you don't do drugs." The Defense Department says two U.S. Navy carrier strike groups have begun training exercises in the South China Sea after Taiwan had out seen a Chinese electronic warfare jet buzz the waterway. It was just the latest incursion by the Chinese Air Force in Taiwan's air defense identification zone. This is USA Radio News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order lifting a mask mandate for school kids isn't going over well with seven school districts. ABC News reports they filed a lawsuit over the order that took effect today, allowing parents to opt out of the statewide mask requirement. A jury in Seattle has awarded three teachers $185 million after they sued Monsanto, which makes the PCB chemicals. The Seattle Times says the toxic PCBs remained at a Monroe, Washington school, even as teachers and students grew sicker and sicker. New York Governor Kathy Hochul would like to see Albany become the nation's first semiconductor hub. News 10 TV there reports that she and some local politicians toured the Albany Nanotech Complex on Monday, Hochul speaking at a news conference afterward.
We are in a global war with other countries who want to own the dominance of this industry. We're not letting that happen.
That audio from thehill.com. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. They're going to be joining me, I think, this coming Wednesday. Fresh off a SHOT Show. I don't know how many of them may be sick. A lot of people coming back a little bit under the weather from SHOT Show, which is not a new thing, but it is definitely it's always a troubling thing, especially now. But I digress. So, Centennial Elementary School in Denver. They're going to teach their kindergarten and first grade students how they can support Black Lives Matter, affirm queer and transgender individuals, and disrupt the nuclear family as part of its Black Lives Matter at School Week of Action. School outlines the Black Lives Matter guiding principles that will guide its instruction. And the guide, obtained by nonprofit group Parents Defending Education, includes definitions of a number of terms, including restorative justice, diversity, transgender affirming, and queer affirming. Also among the principles defined were globalism, described in the guide as our ability to see how we are impacted or privileged within the global black family, and loving engagement, which the guide says is the commitment to practice justice, liberation, and peace. Additionally, they defined black women as the building of women-centered spaces free from sexism, misogyny, and male-centeredness, and black families, which creates a space that is family-friendly and free from patriarchal practices. I wonder if that includes going to work and earning a salary. That's just mean of me to say. On their fact page on BLM, citing an advisory opinion from the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, said that supporting BLM is not political. They also insist that their teachings are age-appropriate and that BLM is not being taught or promoted to its students, but rather BLM principles are used to drive kid-friendly conversations about the importance of valuing and respecting diversity. Included at the bottom of the fact page is a link directed from its website focused on teachings from author Ibram X. Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. I'm having a hard time to keep from busting out. I mean, I really am. On its equity page, a school refers to itself as an inclusive school and says that staff believes that each child can positively contribute to our community because of their unique culture, background, and perspectives. We believe that true diversity and inclusion in service of equity starts with us. This comes after Centennial Elementary School came under scrutiny last month for hosting a monthly Families of Color Playground Night after a picture of the school promoting the event on its sign was shared on social media. Okay, here's my problem with this. Schools are supposed to teach education. They're supposed to be educators. They're not supposed to be indoctrinators. Okay? My child's values, my child's contributions to the community will, in fact, be handled by me. I will be the one imparting these things to my child. I want my child to understand. I had trouble with algebra. Not with math, but just with algebra. I had trouble with algebra. I would love to see somebody teach my child algebra, because I have no idea what it's for. But I know that what they're doing is they're trying to get your children to understand how to think and how to look at certain subjects and how to look at things like talking and writing and, you know, putting things together and learning the history of their background and all these other things. And it is not about them becoming little Marxists. Now, they can sit around and, you know, say that this is about this and this is about that, but... Here's the other thing. I don't have any problem with people being homosexual. If they think they were born that way, I'm good. If they just want to be that way, I'm good. This is America. This is America. And you know. However, I do have a problem with somebody trying to tell me that it is legitimate that they can wake up one morning and think to themselves, well, my name is Sheila. I was born a female, except I feel like a male. And I want to be a male. And I want everybody to treat me like I'm a male. Well, I'm you know, if you want to try that, Sheila, that's great. Being a male is not everything it's cranked up to be. But... you know, transgender affirming, diversity, you know, those are things that I, you know, the diverse part, that's something that I teach. And whether I teach them to be diverse or not, it's none of the school's business. It's none of the school's business. I mean, this is the thing about freedom of speech. I get to teach them to be whatever kind of individual I want them to be. At some point, after their childhood, when they get into adolescence and then they become a teenager and a young adult and everything else, they will assert themselves and be whoever they're going to be. You know, I've learned that the hard way with my two sons. I parented them, tried to the best way I could. And at the same time, once they got to a certain age, they grew to be their own men. And good for them. Things, you know, getting out there and want this, you know, some of these terms, some of these other things they want. This is all gobbledygook. This has nothing to do with anybody or anything in the real world. The real world is a very daunting place. These same people, these same BLM activists that are out there today, absolutely they're Marxist. Absolutely they are violent. And, you know, and they're trying to cram this down the throats of these people. Now, I don't know what the reaction to the parents in this particular school at Centennial Elementary School. I would love to know what they're going to do about it. And I'd love to know how far it's going to go. But, I mean, all you got to do is look at Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, and this is what we're going to start seeing pop up. Because parents are in charge of their children, leftists, whether you like it or not. You don't get to take them. We're not going to have our own little brand of Hitler youth running around here in the United States of America. You're in the wrong country. Go somewhere where they practice that. Go to China. They take the weaker children and separate them from their parents and teach them to be good Chinese. They indoctrinate them. They're doing the same thing in China to the Uyghur children that they're trying to do to our children here. I'm actually glad that my youngest child is 31 years old and carries a gun. Now I just got to worry about my grandchildren, who thankfully are homeschooled. So I appreciate my son and my daughter-in-law for having that foresight to do that. But this is a bunch of junk. This is an absolute bunch of junk. I would love to see what the community has to say about this, but maybe we'll find out later on as time goes on. Unbelievable how far we've fallen in certain places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sun eBay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, if I'm a mayor and one of my cops gets shot, I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to check and make sure that my officer is going to be okay. If I'm a governor and my biggest city has cops getting shot, I'm going to find out why. And I'm going to do something about it. Now, the problem here is that we have a city, New York City. It's past Friday. NYPD officer Jason Rivera, 22 years old, rookie cop, hadn't been on the job, I think, but about a year. He was shot and killed. His partner, Wilbert Mora, he was shot and grievously wounded. They were responding to a domestic violence call in Harlem. Domestic violence calls are some of the most dangerous ones they do, if not the most dangerous. They're believed to have been shot by suspect LaShawn McNeil, who is since deceased. He was shot, and he has passed away due to those injuries. And that means that the DA in Manhattan won't get a crack at this one, which probably would have let him back out. So, according to multiple senior officials with direct knowledge of the investigation, the accused shooter, LaShawn McNeil, has a history of increasingly rabid belief in anti-government conspiracy theories. Now, that's all news. That's all factual news. Period. Now, in speaking about the tragic shooting, Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday did not refer to McNeil and did not mention either officer by name. But she did refer to the scourge of illegal guns on our streets. She also referenced how a shot from an illegal gun took the life of the officer. The tweet read, last night a shot from an illegal gun took the life of an NYPD officer. When I say we're going to do everything we can to stop the scourge of illegal guns in our state, it's not just talk. We're tripling funding for our efforts to get these guns off the streets. Now, first of all, they went after her on Twitter. One person got out there and what do they say? One person said, how'd the gun go off? Did it just discharge? Another person got out there and said, I guess these guns are walking around by themselves. In the South, people actually control the guns. Another one, wow, according to my eyebrows don't move when I talk, an illegal gun left the house and discharged itself. This follows the history of Democrats and the mainstream media failing to acknowledge the role of the criminal suspect. And also failing to acknowledge that these are real people to get hurt doing it. Outlets like the Associated Press, CNN, the Washington Post, they're more prone to blame the SUV for the Waukesha Christmas parade attack than suspect Daryl Brooks. Once again on Twitter, they're pointing out how this narrative appears to be a pattern. Guns just walking around shooting people on their own? Is this gun related to the SUV that ran over a parade in Waukesha? Or I think the gun is related to the knife that killed a girl in California. Others also criticize the focus of illegal guns rather than the overly relaxed bail and criminal reform laws that have resulted in fewer prosecutions and criminals being allowed to roam free. On Twitter, how about making sure DAs don't release repeat violent offenders? Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, as Landon reported earlier, has a particularly soft on crime stance, which includes reducing serious crimes like armed robbery to misdemeanors, and that he's looking to prioritize diversion and alternatives to incarceration. Now, a armed robbery, the only reason armed robberies aren't murders is because of pure dumb luck. Pure dumb luck. That's what makes armed robbery is one of the four violent crimes considered in the FBI Uniform Crime Report. In New York, crimes are taking place with an alarming frequency, including people being shoved in front of trains and an incident where a baby was shot in the Bronx. She just recently spent her first birthday in the hospital after recovering from brain surgery. The New York Post has covered the crime situation extensively. Reporting from Friday noted that hate crime incidents have increased by nearly 100%. Anti-Semitic attacks occur with the most frequency. Anti-Asian attacks are up 343%. And while the DA is expanding the hate crime unit and called the crimes intolerable, how are New Yorkers supposed to believe him when that same day, the New York Post also reported he's doubling down on his soft-on-crime stance? Earlier, Charles Gasparino reported for the outlet that the New York Post has learned of a recall effort against Bragg already in place. Despite the fact how he just took office, 23 days ago. Concentrating and politicizing death and turning it into a campaign topic is never good. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to counter what is surely coming, where all of these DAs who are being soft on crime and, concentrating on getting lawful and illegal guns off the street and all this other stuff, that's going to be overlooked for the fact so that you won't notice the crime uptick in these areas. I don't know how well that's going to work. I'm almost certain it isn't going to work. Almost certain. But I guess we'll see. And that's okay. Everybody deserves their day. And the Democrats, their day is coming. They might get it twice. As they get out here and continue to create a very dangerous environment where they're in charge. All of your violence upticks this past 2021, they all, I haven't seen the reports yet, they all will come from blue areas. They're all going to come from blue areas where there's no, that where, and where they have super majorities and they have the entire government. They're all going to come from that. There might be one or two outliers out there, but, you know, I think for the most part, my prediction is probably safe. Probably safe to say. I feel bad for the people of New York, and at the same time, you elected Kathy Hochul, you elected Eric Adams, and apparently you elected this cat Bragg. So I don't know exactly what you're supposed to get when you elect that. I don't know what you're supposed to hope for when that happens. If you put these people in place and give them the authority and the power to carry out their stuff, they're going to carry out their stuff. They're going to give you what you ask for. What you're asking for, they're going to give you. I'd like for that to be different. It isn't. So. We got hour number 3 coming up. I just sit back and wonder. I do. Makes me wonder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.